The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Daryl Hazel. The Boilermakers are 0-1 overall and host Indiana State at noon Eastern Time on Saturday on ESPN News. Coach, thank you very much for your time today. If you could make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's we open up here at Ross Aid against Indiana State this weekend. Looking forward to having our home opener. Didn't finish as well as we liked to last Saturday against Marshall. Played a good football team. They did a good job finishing the game. But we got a lot better, and our team's looking forward to some success here in the near future.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
And to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Dave Biddle with 24/7 Sports.
Hi, Daryl. You guys are going to play Virginia Tech. You obviously coached at Ohio State for many years. Your takeaways from that game last night?
You know, I only caught like a quarter of it. You know, thought Ohio State started hitting all cylinders in the second half. Virginia Tech, obviously, when they lost their quarterback, lost a little bit of something just from a mojo offensively. But, you know, we'll play those guys in 2 weeks. We'll get a chance to study them next week.
If you could reflect on the Marshall game, obviously you guys had the lead late. Just reflect on how things went awry there late for you guys.
Well, you know, 7 minutes to go in the game, we did have the lead, and couldn't make enough plays either side of the ball to finish that one out. But I think the bigger picture, which I'll express to the team today, is that everything matters, because in the third quarter we had some situations where we were up a score and had a chance to go up 2 scores and didn't make the play there. So those are the things that we have to teach or continue to teach our guys, that, you know, you can close games out in the third quarter. You don't have to wait until the fourth quarter.
Thanks, Daryl. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Dave.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, you probably recall the play, Austin Appleby, where he fought off the defender and still threw it. I think it was a touchdown pass. Pretty impressive, and what was your thought on that play?
Yeah, that was a good play by him. I thought he was very creative on the play. He showed some strength, and he did. He was able to keep his eyes down the field and find Anthrop for a short touchdown pass. And those are the things that he can do. But obviously the other things that you need to take care of the ball a little bit better, and we'll be in a better situation.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Ted.
And our next question comes from the line of Stacy Cardi with Golden Black Illustrate.
Hey, Daryl, are you honoring Doug Davis in some way this weekend?
We are. We're going to wear a double D sticker on the back of our helmet. We're also going to have a sledgehammer that says "Bring the Juice" on it. That was one of his slogans when he trained our guys in the weight room. So we're going to have one of our seniors run out, lead the team out with that on Saturday.
I mean, you know, obviously when it happened, we talked about the kind of the emotional part of that. I mean, do you expect then Saturday to be a little emotional to start the game because of all that stuff?
You know, I don't know. It's always hard to tell. I know a lot of guys were real close to Doug, and he was a wonderful person and a great strength coach for us. And you know, his family's going through a little bit of hard times right now, as all of us would be.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure what the emotion of the team will be when we take the field on Saturday.
What uniform combination are you going to wear?
We're going to honor our military this week, and we're going to have a surprise for our military to honor those people that do so much for our country.
Thanks, Daryl.
You're welcome.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you and your program have had a lot of success in home openers. I believe the stat is something like winning the last 11 straight. What is it about getting to play in front of your home crowd for the first time each season that's been so good recently for your program?
Well, we just really, you know, we think so much of our fans here at Ross Aid Stadium. And obviously you want to come out and play well for those guys, so you keep getting those guys back into the stadium. But our team will be well prepared on this Saturday. And we're looking forward to a good crowd and a good environment to open up this weekend.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.